Welcome to the Wiser Than Before podcast, where each episode will get a little wiser. I'm your host, Josh Dodds. This episode of Wiser Than Before is a learning pod, LP for short, where our upcoming guest teaches us something. These episodes are short and to the point and full of practical tools you can use. They're also a chance for you to sample our upcoming guest's expertise. So if you like what you hear in this episode, make sure and check out the next episode, which is my full conversation with our guest. Today, we're talking with Sarah Hook, integrative health and nutrition coach, about tools for regulating your nervous system. Enjoy. The nervous system tools, what are your favorite tools or what are your clients find to be most helpful to start to make those shifts?
First one is just awareness in general. I think helping people understand the difference in how the nervous system feels in different, like you've got fight or flight, right? So helping my client understand what that feels like. And then you've got kind of the freeze mode. So helping them understand that. And then when your system's more regulated, helping them understand kind of that. So first of all, kind of, yeah, making them aware of those, how it feels in their body. Like, so, you know, fight or flight is that adrenaline. It's that fast energy. It's that I have to do something energy. It's that over-researching stimulation. And then you've kind of got the freeze mode where usually that the nervous system will kind of drop into that space when you've been in fight or flight for so long. Like it'll just drop into freeze because you can't stay in fight or flight continuously. So a lot of people that have that, you know, then they'll experience their freeze, which is kind of where you feel paralyzed, exhausted, depressed. And then you've got the regulated, which is of course where we all want to be, but you know, that's where you feel calm, you feel trusting, you're like, everything might not be okay, but you feel like, I'm okay. Like that, just like it's, yeah, you just feel well in yourself. And that doesn't mean that there's no symptoms, but it's just that, you know, I feel like it's that grounded feeling, you know, when you just feel grounded. So yeah, first one is awareness so that my clients can see what affects them in the day, like what is, you know, pushing them into fight or flight, what habits are, you know, what is there a habit you're doing, which is, you know, does your adrenaline go up? So yeah, first one is awareness. Second one would be, if possible, spending more time outside, because like daylight is really, really important for our hormones. So even if someone is really fatigued, just getting outside, fresh air, some, you know, daylight on their face, because that's going to bring your nervous system down. Even if it's a wee tiny, tiny bit, it, you know, being in nature is really, really powerful. So trying to integrate more nature time, more presence. And I know that's not easy. So it's not like, you know, we want to be present. We're all working towards being more present, but just, I guess mindfulness, just trying to be like, you know, if you feel like your mind's wandering off, just trying to bring it back, you know, that's kind of like a daily habit of just being aware, again, aware of that. So aware of when your mind drifts off to the, I guess that analyzing space, that fixing space, trying to bring it back into the now. So yeah, bringing yourself back into the now. And one thing that I still do, and I think it really helps me, is if I feel like I go into a kind of that fight or flight split space where I'm experiencing something and my mind's like, oh, how am I going to fix that? I kind of bring myself back by saying, I am safe, be here now, be present, you know, and I just do that. And I do that over and over again, trying to bring myself back into my body. So that's another really good one. So if you're experiencing a symptom and your mind goes to, oh my gosh, what's caused this? Was it something I ate? Was it a supplement? Like, I think anyone with chronic illness can understand that your brain will just jump around everywhere trying to understand where that symptom came from. and usually what you did to cause it. So it's not like, it's not always the nicest way to look at it. You're like, what did I do to cause that? It's like you blame yourself, like a symptom. And so helping clients understand, yeah, like if they experience a symptom, to be like, I'm safe right now. I'm okay, be here now. That's another really good one to kind of break that cycle of what I call like the trauma response when you have a symptom. You know, it is a trauma response to the past. Like the brain remembers this symptom was scary, and is it going to end? And, you know, yeah. And then little things like helping people connect to their bodies with like little things like being more aware if you're cold or you're hot in the day, and actually listening to that message, right? Because I think, like you said, like the world's so busy and we're so fast. Like, how many times have you like needed the toilet but not gone, right? That's like because you're doing something else. So we kind of like push the messages away from our body. And I used to be also someone like when I was cold, I would just ignore it instead of going to put on something like, an extra layer of clothing or some socks. So yeah, building that relationship with actually responding to the messages your body's giving you, because then I think you start to listen to those messages more and understand that, yeah, your body's giving you this message because it's a little bit uncomfortable right now or it needs something. So yeah, little small things like that can really help you connect to your body on a deeper level.
Hey there. I hope you enjoyed this episode and that you feel you're walking away wiser than before. I want to bring you even better episodes in the future. One way you can make sure that happens is by rating this podcast. The more of you who rate this podcast positively, the better guests I can bring you. Since you and I both know you're not going to do this later, I'll walk you through the 10-second process right now. All you have to do is follow along. Take out your phone and unlock it. Open up Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or whatever app you listen on, and search for Wiser Than Before Podcast and click on the show. In Apple Podcasts, you have to scroll down towards the bottom, past the most recent episodes. When you get to the ratings and reviews section, click on the blank stars to rate. In Spotify, beneath the logo and name of the show, you'll see three horizontal dots. They're just to the right of the bell and settings icons. Click those three dots, and the second option is to rate the show. Hit the blank stars and fill them in. All done. You can cross that off your to-do list and start looking forward to even better episodes in the future. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week, even wiser than before.